Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots with Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Hart. The Six Rings Postgame Show is co-sponsored by Zudy. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Visit ZUDY.com for your free trial. By the New England Recovery Center in Marlboro, Mass., where recovery is possible. By your local New England Kubota tractor dealers. By Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. By Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, and by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Jones beats it with a strike tackle! Knocked down from behind! By the sideline! Was he inbounds? Yes, he was! Kyle Hamilton, the rookie, knocks it out!
Coming from the top, number 15, Nelson Aguilar gets back inside. Another great throw right there. But great hustle by Kyle Hamilton coming up from behind, punches it out.
Foul words. Multiple swears. It was going so well, Andy, until it wasn't. It was a great game. There was real juice. I was feeling some of the competitive electricity that comes with a game between two like opponents that are slugging it out in the center of the ring. And then all of a sudden, one boxer decides to start punching themselves. Hello and welcome to the Six Rings Postgame Show with your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Jumbo Hart here on WEEI and the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you're at the stadium right now, sadly walking back out to your car, thinking you were going to be headed out to a post-game victory tailgate, waiting it out in traffic or doing yard work because you're so frustrated at home. The final score today, Baltimore Ravens 37, Patriots 26. If you want to call and vent, because we are here to celebrate and today, sadly, commiserate, 617-779-7937 is the number, 37937 to text. And, of course, the socials at WEEI, at Six Rings Pod, at Fitzy GFY, at Jumbo Hart, and I am at my wit's end, Andy Hart, with beating yourself. I have said time and again, I love this team. I love rooting for this team. I love watching this team. But we have said so many times, Andy, this team is not as bad as everyone wants you to believe or so many people have led you to believe.
Chris Schein.
Others. But and other people that shall not be named. But they are not good enough to overcome multiple self-inflicted wounds, mistakes, multiple picks in the second half. Great to see Devontae Parker break out because he locks on to Jacoby Myers too often, but then Mac Jones stares down Parker too much. All of his interceptions prior to the final one, upon which he got hurt, and we'll get to that in a second, were him targeting Parker too often. Fumbles, Aguilar, high and tight, Aguilar, high and tight. That's why we played the audio of that, because that was a backbreaker. You saw me in the conference room. I got here. I was full of energy. I was so ready. And then it just fell apart. Andy, what happened?
Your Patriots aren't good enough to overcome the mistakes they make. We've been talking about it for
what
weeks.
I said.
No, I just, we've talked about it ad nauseum.
I'm sorry, we go right now live to Gillette Stadium for Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
You know, made more plays than we did. They're a good team, and they were able to take advantage of our mistakes. We weren't able to capitalize on, I would say, probably as many as theirs. All the way across the board, just a few plays here and there that we need to play better, need to coach better, need to do better. It's certainly we had too many mistakes today to be able to win.
Bill, have you had a chance to see Max since he left the field today, and any update on his condition?
No, just got in.
Sorry, Bill, can you share even what happened, if there was any contact on the play? I'm sorry, but they didn't show a replay before I came down. Just why Mac was limping?
No.
Bill, defensively, 3 touchdowns of 70-plus yards. Surrendered just defensively. What were the problems today?
Yeah, they hit a couple of explosive plays. The drives were 70 yards. There wasn't any 70-yard plays. Yeah. We had a couple of opportunities to get off the field on third down, but they were a good first and second down team. And, it's really where they hurt us the most. But they had a couple of third down conversions that kept those drives going. We had some stops. We had some turnovers. And then we just weren't able to, capitalize on those when we got them. So it's really, total team football.
Bill, you talked about the opportunities late in the game. Can you just talk about, I guess, the 4 late turnovers were really the dagger in this one, how upsetting that is to happen late in the game like that on offense?
Yeah, not going to win, turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. Now, you're behind, you got to be aggressive, but still, we got to do a better job than we did on those plays for sure.
Back to Nick O'Malley.
Bill, 30 seconds before halftime, you guys managed to get some passes and go for the field goal. The past couple of years, you guys have been pretty conservative in that particular area before halftime. What in particular is sort of different this year that led you to being more aggressive in that scenario?
Yeah, I think each game, each situation is different. So, not really sure what game, what situation we're referring to in the past, but doesn't really matter. Today we thought that we had an opportunity to do that. We're able to, get the ball in field goal range, get out of bounds on with no timeouts on the next to last play, and Nick made a good kick.
Bill, what did the Ravens do in the second half there with the Lamar Jackson run game that led to them being as effective as they were?
Yeah, I don't think there are any new plays. They ran their C-gap plays, and Lamar did a good job on, keeping some of those or not keeping, the option choices that he made. And, we lost leverage, missed a couple tackles there. So combination of all those things.
Bill, going for the 2-point try in that spot, what are some of the situational things you're weighing when making that call? What are some of the situational things, some of the factors you're considering when you're deciding whether or not to go for 2 in that spot?
The score and the time left in the game.
Bill, just what's your upshot through 3 games? Do you feel like this was just a couple turnovers here and there, a couple plays here and there? Do you feel like the team is progressing the way you'd like in all 3 phases?
Well, I made my comments on today's game. I think that's really all that matters.
Questions?
Good. All right. Thank you.
That was Patriots coach Bill Belichick in, dare I say, quintessential, if not classic, post-game defeat, mildly salty mode, Andy Hart.
Yeah, I can be critical of Bill, but I think that was the proper answer.
Those weren't exactly the best
time and the score. Reason I went for it. Like, if the time and score had been different, I probably would have kicked a PAT in the first quarter.
Score and the time left in the game.
Well played, Bill. Now, he kind of, you know, just got off the field and didn't answer the question as to what happened to Mac Jones, who is dealing with a lower leg injury. Clearly, could barely
don't know.
Put weight on it.
Right, we don't
off.
Know what happened.
Actually, more hopped off than limped off.
Mike Reese tweeted as soon as he saw it happen, once Mac Jones was hit on that final interception of the game, he hopped right up. Someone rolled over on his leg. And he held his leg up, hopping on one leg across, over to the sidelines. Mike Reese tweeted that Mac went straight to the locker room. So we don't know anything. We're not going to rampantly speculate if it's a sprain,
if you want
a break,
me to,
a tear of anything. Well, go ahead. Feel free.
High ankle sprain.
I think otherwise.
Oh, so you're willing to speculate even worse than a high ankle sprain?
All I said was otherwise.
Yeah. Like, no, it didn't look great. And I think the first text I saw when we came in here, and it's well down the machine now, said, "Let the Bailey Zappi era begin," was the reaction from at least one fan. Now, I don't know if that was in reaction to just the injury or the injury after the insult of watching Mac throw three picks in the game, including a hellacious Nelson Aguilar fumbled away your last ditch effort. Mm-hmm. But before that, when they were swapping turnovers late in the game, Ravens gave you the ball back. Rashad Bateman with a fumble.
Great play at midfield. Yep.
Mac lobs up a ball in the back of the end zone on third down that Marlon Humphrey got one of the easiest interceptions of his career. It was a strange day for Mac Jones in that I thought he played really well and played comfortably at times and then looked really bad at times, including, you know, the four turnovers. Not all of them were him. He had three interceptions. But Bill Belichick summed it up right there. As we were saying when we went into Bill, they're not taking advantage of the mistakes from the other team, and they're making too many mistakes on their own, and you can't play that spectrum, right? Because if you look at the stats, and we'll get into this as the post-game show continues here, but a lot of the numbers kind of favor the Patriots, yards and first downs and things of that nature, but it doesn't matter. The final score favored Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, put on another show. Four touchdown passes, a rushing touchdown, was making plays all over the field, even though you got some pressure on him at times from Judon. Three first-half sacks from Dietrich Wise. It was not enough. And I didn't even think Lamar played a great game. I thought he missed some throws over the middle of the field where he was aiming the ball short, bouncing it. But in the end, we kind of got the game we expected, right? You're going to make more plays on offense because the Ravens' defense isn't great.
Yep.
And you're going to give up more plays on defense because Lamar Jackson is great right now. He's one of the best handful of football players walking the planet.
He's looking to get a $50 million a year deal. That's what your top tier talent also that was passed over in the draft a couple of years ago, who Bill Belichick sent a love letter to this week, and deservedly so. Not even his best game. That was a 5-touchdown game for Lamar Jackson. Andy, via a friend of a friend, someone who was at the stadium, someone just sent me a picture of multiple trainers helping Mac Jones down the stairs into the locker room. The aforementioned tweet from Mike Reese. You can see Mac Jones's mouth open, writhing in pain.
He was clearly
in pain. I don't feel sharing this right the second. I'm just going to say straight up, he's in pain.
I got the same photo
sprain
with Michael Jordan's crying head cut and pasted onto Mac's face. It's a meme already.
There it is. Yeah, it's already a meme. Okay, good.
So this is the second time. There's the picture out there. That's bad news. We've only had a history of three post-game shows here on the Six Rings post-game show, and this is the second time in three of those where the main story is Mac is hurt. And that is not how you want to play. That is not how, especially with everything else going on, if we keep throwing injury into the insults of the coaching and the play calling and the offense and the scheme and the execution, because there were positives today.
Yeah.
Right?
There were a lot of positives.
You were in a shootout. You made some plays defensively, not enough. Offensively, you certainly made plays. We had the Devontae Parker breakout game, right? We waited all last year for Jonnu Smith's breakout game. Never came.
Still Devontae Parker,
I think people were starting to worry after a couple weeks. What are we getting in Devontae Parker? He broke out today. And if Mac were a little better, I think the breakout game would have been a little bigger, and it may have been in a winning effort because I thought Mac missed him on a couple corner routes that could have been completions earlier in the game. But at least Devontae Parker made some plays.
Devontae Parker had but a catch through the first two games. Unfortunately, he was targeted multiple times in those two games, both of Mac Jones' interceptions prior to today, as noted by Andrew Callahan and many others today on your timeline, were when he was targeting Devontae Parker. Today, Mac finishes with three interceptions. Now he has 5 on the season. The first two were, again, no, that's not very good. The first two, that's two touchdowns, 5 picks on the season for Mac Jones. Ugh. The first two of those three, were when he was targeting Devontae Parker. I didn't want to be in a position where you say, hey, it's the Devontae Parker breakout game. It was. You were without Jacoby Myers today. Yep. He's his obvious security blanket. So, hey, Devontae Parker finally breaks out. Mac has to spread the ball around. I thought he was going to have to cook today because you're taking advantage of a less-than-stellar secondary that gives up big plays. Problem is, Mac Jones ends up locking onto someone like he did with Jacoby Myers time and again, and now he just kept staring down Devontae Parker multiple times. He didn't need to target him. I understand targeting him when he's, because he's big, he's tall, he's great at the 50-50 ball.
And he's hot. Like, yeah, he's having a day.
He's on a streak. Yep. I know, he's on a heater, so you want to keep riding that hot streak. But I think Mac locks onto someone a little too much and gets googly eyes for the guy that he's rolling with when there were players open on first and third and fourth down. The Ravens timed a lot of blitzes very smartly off the corner
yep.
to pressure Mac into rolling to a side and having to make a split-second decision. What does he do? Looks for Parker, and unfortunately, it turns into turnovers.
I also think each game of the first 3 weeks, he's had too many bad throws for my liking. Not decisions, not anything. I'm talking about the actual physical effort of the ball leaving his hand and supposedly going to his target. Even the interception underneath to, I think it's Josh Barnes, something like that, the linebacker, to Parker was a grossly underthrown ball. If Barnes doesn't catch it, it's going to hit Parker in like his shoe tops. It wasn't like it was headed right for his chest or his head area to make a nice catch. And those early throws to Parker, two corner routes, I thought were late, lobs, didn't get there in time, didn't have the arm, whatever. We can get into why it's happening, whether it's timing, decision making, you know, arm strength, whatever. I don't think he's throw. We talked about it last week. That the throw to Parker that ended in the pick is not all that dissimilar to going left last week and hitting Cameron Sutton in the chest, right?
And that and fell out of his chest. That was actually the interception that faded to Minka Fitzpatrick when he came in wasn't the worst throw. The worst throw was the Cam Sutton throw.
Right.
Today,
so there's too many of those that we can count through three games
short
of bad
to Devontae
throws.
Parker in the corner of the end zone, like you mentioned. A couple of balls over the middle where arms were up, just sneaking it into tight windows. But like his first interception was thrown directly to directly to the safety.
Yes. Yeah, that's my point. He's not and some of that, I've been big on Mac is the least of your problems to some degree. The coaching and Patricia and the scheme and everything that's going on, the weapons, maybe they're not good enough. Why aren't they showing up? Who's showing up week to week consistently? Who gets open? But there's, through 3 weeks, too many throws, just flat-out throws, and those are on Mac. That's all Mac. That's all Mac's fault, yep. decision, whatever. So I think there's been too much of that. But I don't want to overreact here. I think the Ravens are a pretty good football team, probably more talented than you. We listened to Jason Lockenfora talk about it on the Six Rings podcast. They may not be quite as talented as they've been in the past, and they're working into health in the back end of the secondary with Humphrey and Marcus Peters and some of those things. But Lamar Jackson's really good. Guess who else is really good? Mark Andrews.
Yep.
Like, those are two all-pro caliber playmakers.
I think he might be the best tight end in the NFL right now.
And that, we saw for years, if you start from that with Brady and Gronk, Brady and Edelman, if you start, the rest can be filled in around a lot easier. Like, Bateman doesn't have to be great. DuVernay doesn't have to be great. Hell, they got, and I enjoyed this, sorry Patriots fans, they have Ricard, a 300-pound fullback, catching crossers for like 12 yards early in the game.
Is there anything more on brand than you getting all hardo about the Ravens having a 300-pound fullback?
And I didn't know that.
And
you
the Ravens were all butthurt last year because the Patriots snagged Ben Mason off of their practice squad, and then the guy didn't even end up playing.
Where is he now? Not here. Anywhere.
Nope.
So, my point is you can fill in pieces around. They had problems on the offensive line today. They were down to their third tackle. Dietrich Wise is taking advantage of that. Had a great first half. He was all
three
over Lamar.
Three sacks in the first half.
Now, they tightened it up in the second. Dietrich Wise didn't do much in the second half, and they didn't get as much pressure on Lamar. But my point is when you have a couple foundational tentpole playmakers, you can fill in a backup tackle here. You can get just enough plays out of developing receivers like DuVernay, who's more of a returner, or Bateman,
but
who right now
fast.
Is just, he is.
DuVernay has got some speed.
No question. But when you have those foundational all-pro pieces, and certainly Lamar is at the center of it. When your quarterback plays at a high level, five touchdowns. Five. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five touchdowns.
Four passing, not even a 200-yard passing day yet, four touchdowns, but another over 100-yard rushing day for him. And most
plays.
Of them came up the gut, Andy.
And there were sneaky plays. It just wasn't the big run, the 30-whatever-yard run late in the game. Right. It wasn't just the throws. There's little plays where, oh, you should have a sack. He's dead to rights. Judon and Uche meet him in the backfield. Oh, nope, I'm gone. I'm not taking the sack in this play. Mm-hmm. Live to fight another day. He had one where he rolled out, broke a tackle from somebody, throws it away. Those matter. Those are the negative plays that stunt offense, that set you back, that lead to punts that he avoids. And then when you mix in the big play as well, now you have a recipe for him carrying an offense. And as Bill said earlier in the week, can't wait to see that contract.
Yeah, I just retweeted it a few seconds ago at FitzyGFY from Greg Bedard's Twitter account. The photo was from Adam Richens. It was a quote tweet off of Bedard's original. Mac Jones carried downstairs to a locker room screaming in pain. I know you said it was a meme, the crying Jordan face, but you can, if you close up on the photo, if you zoom in, you'll see that he is in major pain. As we sit here and dissect and pick over the wreckage, unfortunately, from the Patriots, 37-26 loss at Gillette today in game three of the 2022 season to the Ravens. It was going well till it wasn't, and then it started going bad. But now the injury to insult factor here could be bad, because let's just say for you thought high ankle sprain. I'm speculating that it's going to be worse. A high ankle sprain hurts a lot. We've all had a grade three sprain and can take a long time.
Can be slow to recover, even for a guy who's not a runner.
Right.
Right. Like just to be able
or
to move around the pocket.
Or an elite athlete. Or Mac Jones is a quarterback. We're not talking about.
Right, but he has to be able to protect himself and move in the pocket. You can't be out there on one leg.
He was trying to hang in there to get by another extra half second because they're in desperation mode. He wants to be able to try to pull off what the Jets did to the Browns last week. Instead now, we might be without Mac Jones for a while.
Oh, I certainly. If you had to make me make a prediction, does he play next week?
Oh, it's Hoyer Rodgers all day.
My prediction is no. I mean, I'm sorry, a guy that can't put any weight on it is screaming in agony as they help him down the stairs to get off the field late in the game. This isn't, how did he describe the back? It was something like, it didn't feel right, so I wanted to get it checked out. They checked it out. You know what I mean? Like, there was kind of a...
And we saw the footage. He was walking with one foot that was a little heavier. Something may have been out of alignment.
This is, looking at this and then extrapolating a week down the road, it's hard to say, yeah, that guy will be fine and back out there next week. It's hard to say that. So, yes. I know some people were jokingly saying the Zappy era started. You're right. It's probably Brian Hoyer, but it's certainly not what you're looking for at 1-2, three games into the season, heading to Green Bay. You haven't, you know, now you could be 1-3 heading towards the soft part, which don't look ahead now, isn't as soft as it once was.
No, the Lions gave the Vikings a great game, and we know they've been a tough out the first couple of weeks of the season, but you don't know if you're going to have your starting quarterback. Now, there'll be some on the text line probably calling in later to the show, et cetera, who will probably tell you, like, yeah, well, the way he's been playing so far, I'm not even sure if I'm going to worry about that. You want Mac Jones out there. You need Mac Jones out there. And, Andy, here's a blossoming concern or a concern in development that I think both of us have. We had it all off season long, not to rain on everyone's parade. But, again, we said time over, Mac Jones has to develop for the positive this year. You can't stunt or hinder Mac Jones's growth.
Correct.
And for somehow, some way, some reason, so far, I haven't seen. We saw a window of Mac Jones developing today from, I would say, like through the first quarter into the or up to the end of the third quarter, minus one or two passes. We saw a very good game from Mac Jones. And then he, like the defense and the majority of the team, kind of started to fall apart.
He was inconsistent.
He's regressing.
He was definitely locking on.
I think he's. Yes.
The Damian Harris throw on the goal line where he hit Patrick Queen in the hands and it could have been a pick six, 98 yards. I mean. There were some other plays, and that's my point. Every quarterback makes mistakes, but after you have a three-pick game and you can point to two or three others that were really bad throws, now you're just getting a too high a percentage of bad throws from your quarterback. And what the root of that is, I don't know. Like, that's the, you know, next level psychoanalyzing him, psychoanalyzing the offense. Is he comfortable with the purpose and all, you know, he keeps bringing up the why. As long as I know the why, I'm fine with it. But right now, they're not a good offense. They had a chance to win today.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're a good offense. Like, the fourth and two play where he just went right for it, and it was 2 yards behind the sticks, and Marlon Humphrey jumps it. And I don't want to hear Devontae Parker was wide open down the field. Marlon Humphrey saw the play and jumped it. he could have covered Parker down the field.
He's like, oh, they're going to do this?
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm going to go over there.
I don't buy this idea that Mac picked the short one, which was a terrible decision, over the wide open guy. He was already in the process of throwing to that guy. That's why Marlon Humphrey was jumping it.
The second Kendrick Bourne went into motion, everybody in the stadium, let alone on the field, was like, no, don't throw it there.
And somebody said,
Mac just turned. And there were too many of these behind the sticks throws today.
Yes. The Stevenson two-point play.
Which
almost turned into a crazy Stevenson
highlight of the season. Almost turned into like an absolute NFL Films classic play. Did everything he could. We'll get to Mondre in the thumbs up, thumbs down section later here on Six Rings. Almost turned into a Herculean and heroic effort. Well, he made the Herculean effort. Sadly, it was not heroic because he was down by contact. But too many plays behind the line of scrimmage. And I would like to get to this. You can put in the thumbs down category play caller du jour, whoever was calling the majority of the game, if it was Patricia Judge at all. The play calling got in the way today.
Okay.
The play calling was not good today, Andy.
Are you surprised?
No, but it was like,
you have a defensive, I don't know how many times I can beat this damn drum. We're in week three. We got 14 more of these games. I'll beat it during the bye week for you as well.
No, during the bye week, I'm going to be in a sensory deprivation chamber.
They have a defensive coordinator calling plays.
But he knows
Should
football.
We be surprised? I don't care. Christian Barmore knows football. Are you going to move him to receiver and then expect him to be good?
Well, maybe he won't fumble
it's
like
Aguilar.
It's a
specialized sport. And we can't be surprised that the offense is not fun and cohesive and fluid and just efficient and working.
But it's not Matt Patricia or Joe Judge or Brian Hoyer's or even Mac Jones's fault that Aguilar fumbles. It's not their fault that Mac Jones makes the wrong read, throws off his back foot in the corner of the end zone, and throws the pick when there's the corner blitz when it's third and goal. Now, it is Matt Patricia's fault when they call boring behind-the-sticks throws on fourth and three, third and goal for a two-point conversion.
Yeah, bad.
Second and goal, a three-yard up-the-gut play to Damian Harris. The only reason why they're calling that is because they called a behind-the-sticks pass on first and goal from like the fifth. I just don't understand it.
Can I
spin something? There's no flow. That's what I'm getting. There's no flow.
Can I, like, a texter just said something, like the Mac injury is the perfect excuse for Bill. This is from the 781 when they win 4-6 games. I'm not going down that road, but you know how the Bengals got great?
How did the Bengals get great?
Joe Burrow got hurt. They picked in the top five picks in the draft, and they drafted Ja'Marr Chase. I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to go down that road yet that the season's over, and you might as well tank and pick in the top five.
No.
But that happens to teams. Happened to Ben Roethlisberger. They got hurt. They had a down year, and then they picked one of their receivers, I think. Like, oh, no, maybe Troy Polamalu. I don't know. They picked somebody great. Like, some of these great teams have one really bad year where they end up picking really high in the draft, and they pick a Hall of Fame caliber player. I'm just saying, you know me. I look for the silver lining in pretty much everything in life. So I'm looking for the silver lining in this.
If there's one person I know who looks for the sun amidst the clouds, who looks for the needle in the haystack, who wants to find the one Mike and Ike in a patch of sour kids.
That's me.
It's you.
Damn right.
It is you. Boy, you are Mr. Sunshine.
I'm just trying to put a positive spin on a day that
I think all of us are. I was at the stadium for the first half, made my way here to the studio for the second half. I blame me because everything was going well until I got the car and drove here. Apparently, I drove off and took all the good mojo with me. While I'm listening to the game on the radio, we get here. It's a tight game. You and I are, you know, jumping. We're clapping at the TV. I'm jumping up and down. I'm getting fired up.
Well, it was kind of crazy. This was a little Patriots-Ravens Baltimore, playoff-style game.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's ups, there's downs, there's momentum one way, momentum the other. There was a flurry of turnovers. How many? At least four turnovers in, like, the final seven minutes?
Yeah, I think there were four turnovers in the fourth quarter alone. Like, Lamar had one pick, and they had one fumble for the Ravens. Patriots had one fumble and three picks. That's six turnovers.
That's a lot of turnovers.
Again, I said it at the top of the show. I'm going to say it again.
Repeat yourself. Do it.
Do it over and over again. Headline for me, Patriots not good enough to overcome self-inflicted wounds.
I agree. And I think that's been the case, unfortunately, for somewhere in the range of 8 weeks now. I'm literally starting in camp and straight through the preseason and then into the regular season. It's the same sort of story. And I will say they're adding plays, which is good. Playmaking. Mm-hmm. More, even the Aguilar play.
Yep.
Great play.
Oh,
you're
great
excited.
Dart of
the
throw, too.
Right. They diversified Devontae Parker in his breakout day. His first catch was a crosser. Catch and run. Oh, that's not a 50-50 ball. Wow, this guy can do more than just out-jump somebody 35 yards downfield. Toe tappers on the sideline. He's making some plays. Running game, Ramondre Stevenson. I am growing a greater appreciation for Ramondre Stevenson, and I'm going to make an early bold prediction for next year. Superstar next year.
Alvin Kamara.
I'm going to say somewhere in the range of 1,600, 1,500 total yards next year.
Whoa. Yep. A Wiggy-esque take from one Andy Jumbo. Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm clear. Yeah,
definitely not
I don't want to get ripped now when people will
forget. I mean, all people
then,
are going to do is key on the running backs now. If it's Hoyer, if it's Zappe, if Bill Belichick has another son, I don't know who could step under center. I don't know. It's bad. I don't think Mac is playing. Again, we don't know anything other than he was taken to the locker room immediately after the play.
Hopped.
He jumped up.
We need
he
to
jumped
say hopped.
Up. There was immediacy to his movement. He did put no pressure on the leg, pushed himself up the ground, hopped over. You could see on the Fox broadcast that he was in pain. There was a searing pain behind his eyes. And multiple reports say Mac Jones was screaming in pain as he was helped down the stairs and into the locker room. Obviously, we heard from Coach Bill Belichick a couple minutes ago here on Six Rings. I doubt we're going to be hearing from Mac Jones.
Again, two out of three postgame shows here on the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI, we don't hear from the quarterback because he's too hurt to go to the podium. And by the way,
indictment of the offensive line? Quick take.
No. The offensive line wasn't great today when you combined the early sack where they had another communication snafu. I think it might have been Queen, one of the linebackers. And
it's a good ball player.
Cole Strange and Trent Brown weren't on the same page. They just kind of opened up. Queen comes through, sack. They had a couple penalties, almost swore there accidentally. David Andrews had a sack and penalty. So they weren't great, but I don't blame them necessarily, and certainly not for the injury. But isn't best case scenario right now a sprained ankle? Like
a high ankle sprain.
I'm just going to say best case is just a regular ankle sprain.
That's
but it looks like a really painful regular ankle sprain if it's that. Indeed.
We're not talking Paul Pierce in game one of the 2008 NBA Finals where it's like, oh, he's done for the series. Oh, here he comes. That's not happening.
But you never know. I mean, we have Justin Herbert playing today. Last week there was a third down play where he just wanted to get rid of the football and didn't even want to get a first down.
Right.
So,
and then
week
a play later, he threw one of the best passes you'll ever see.
But week to week, you know, modern medicine and shots and various things.
Whatever's in Christian Fourier's backpack.
Yeah, sometimes you can get guys together so they are able to play. But right now, at 1-2, coming off a 4-turnover performance, 3 interceptions for Mac Jones, and Mac Jones is hurt. I know you like to say it, but the Andy Hart sound. I don't want to go so far as we suck again, because I actually thought you were competitive. That
was 14-13 at the half. There was a 5-play drive where they got 40-some-odd yards. Nick Folk, bang, 50-yarder at the half. 14-13, Ravens up by 1. We had a ball game. Then the Patriots do the double score. They get a touchdown coming out of the tunnel. Oh, my God, Andy Hart, is this Patriots football again? They did the double score.
Yes.
We haven't seen that in a long time. And then the defense decides where'd the tackling go? Then all of a sudden they can't tackle Justice Hill, who looks like a combination of Priest Holmes and Jamal Lewis all over again. Then there's a turnover, and then the Ravens go back and score another time. Now all of a sudden they're up by 8 points. Patriots drive. They try to tie the game. They can't because they don't convert the 2-point conversion. And then just mistakes. Mistakes. I'm not sure, Andy, if it's too many people all trying to be the person who energizes the team and leads them in a comeback or to victory, because we know it's a team effort, not just one person. There were some great individual efforts today. If it's because they're all thinking too much, again, they are processing and learning a lot of new stuff. It's not a full-blown reboot of the offense, but there have been some schematic adjustments. It's tough to put your finger on the one something that is causing this team to look so disjointed. I know you want to say it's because you have people that haven't done this job before doing these jobs, these high leverage important
jobs.
Some of
them. And I think you have some talent. For example, the defense, as you started to have more and more breakdowns, Tavai is on the field too often for my liking. I don't think Jelani Tavai is a great football player.
No.
Your guy Mac Wilson on a long cutback from Lamar Jackson, getting washed out of the play, which can happen to smaller, quicker, and dare I say, borderline starting caliber linebackers. The guy's not a surefire NFL starter. That's his reality at four years into his NFL career. Mm-hmm. Jabril Peppers missed a tackle down the field on one of those plays. And you're like, well, maybe if Kyle Duggar's out there, maybe he's in one of those spots. Maybe that's not as long a run. So the lack of depth, lack of playmakers that we're talking about on offense, you can say on defense too. Like, you have some guys on, because you started so Wise and Judon. Okay, those are guys you can build around.
Yeah.
Josh Uche, not so much. Uche, Tavai, Wilson, are those guys really players you can count on?
And then
guys that are just playing?
Sorry for stepping on your words there, but then guys you can count on or should be able to count on, like Jonathan Jones. I mistakenly thought it was Jack Jones earlier. Jonathan Jones makes the pick for the Patriots, starts a rally for them. Mm-hmm. Then later on, he gets juked by Duvernay, who picks up another 30 yards on one of those drives, one of those back-breaking drives that then leads Mack to try to take more risky shots downfield that leads to more interceptions. And there we go. All right, we got to take a break. We got to pay some bills here. The Six Rings postgame show marches on. It was a game that was within the Patriots' grasp. There was juice. It was exciting. It was fun until it wasn't. Too many self-inflicted wounds, too many mistakes for the Patriots today, and now to add injury to insult, we don't know exactly what happened to Mac, but he left the field writhing in pain. Bad news, Patriots fans. 1-2, and the quarterback could potentially be out for a while. 617-779-7937. Give a holler, commiserate if you'd like to. This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back to the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Jones, too tall and picked off. Marcus Peters, 32nd career interception for Peters, and Jones is hurt. Injury to insult in this fourth quarter as their quarterback limps off.
Worst day, Mac Jones or Bills offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey? I'm currently watching the video on Twitter at the end of the game where the ball wasn't spotted quickly enough. The Bills Mafia Twitter is going to be just as bad as Pat's Twitter was on that awful behind-the-sticks 4th-and-2 pass in the first half. My. Andy, have you seen this? I just retweeted it at FitzyGFY. Ken Dorsey literally stood up, headset off, smashes a mic, throws all of his papers all over the coach's box. Bananas. Just an insane day with so many ups and downs, injuries, tough finishes, tight games.
So you didn't fall a further game behind the Bills?
Okay, but guess what? You are two games with a loss in pocket to the AFC East leading Miami Dolphins. Hello and welcome back to the Six Rings postgame show here on WEEI. You can give us a holler. Do you want to talk about Mac Jones? Who are you most frustrated with today following the Patriots' 37-26 defeat to the Baltimore Ravens, a Ravens team that we'll say did not necessarily have their greatest performance, Andy, but certainly were better than you as far as offensive execution, not turning the ball over and punching it in when it counts. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
The Ravens are not a great team right now, certainly.
No. Like,
that's clear.
They're good, but they're not great. No, I don't even know who is a great team.
Their pass defense is not very good. They lost Justin Houston in the game. Calais Campbell is gutting it out there. Mm-hmm. And when we talked to Jason LaConfora on the preview Six Rings podcast, he talked about they're having to lean on those old guys who should be rotational complementary players to be the guys right now.
And the secondary that's so expensive stinks.
Right. I mean,
that's
they got
a
the
secondary
today,
that,
but
if the Patriots didn't keep shooting themselves in the foot, that's a secondary that was to be taken advantage of.
The only
but
thing
they'll
I'll
be opportunistic.
Say there, is I feel a little bit like Lamar is in that world where he was going to beat you. Lamar is going to beat you. That kind of, you get two, I'll get three.
Ahead,
you get
really?
Four, I'll get five. You get seven, I'll get eight. He feels like the scorched earth thing we've talked about coming out of the contract negotiations. I mean, he had 7 touchdowns coming in. He now has 12 in 3 games.
Yeah, someone's going to get paid.
That's stupid. That's like silly season.
And it's going to cost Baltimore a ton.
100 yards.
If they end up having to over 100 yards again on the ground for Lamar Jackson, if Baltimore ends up having to franchise tag him next year and the year after, those two combined seasons will be $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
I think he'll be okay-ish with that as well.
Do you care?
No, he should be getting more.
Like, that's the guy that you're going to build around, especially the way they look right now where they're really having to lean on him. Their one concern is if he keeps rushing for 100 yards a game and having to do everything, at some point he probably gets hurt.
617-779-7937 is the number. A million other thoughts we want to share with you, but first let's start getting the vent on. Let's let you guys holler at the Six Rings postgame show and tell us what you thought and what you saw. Rob's in the car. Rob, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, Fitzy, great to see you on the sideline today. Enjoyed that.
Thank you, buddy.
Silver lining of today, absolutely. The silver lining of today, though, is Josh McDaniels is 0-3 in Vegas, so he could be back here sooner than we think. I'll hang up and listen.
Rob, I like it. You
safe
piggybacked
ride home, Rob.
Off me.
Thank you.
So what happens is they win like four games this year because Max hurt.
Yep.
They get a stud receiver, a Jamar Chase, a Justin Jefferson type. I'm sure there's one out there. I don't know.
I don't know if the receiver class is as good next year, but we'll
find
someone.
Can you not be a wet blanket for a half a second?
Well, Jackson Smith Najigba. There's your wide receiver.
Jackson Smith Najigba.
That okay.
Rolls right off the
you
tongue.
You just made that name up.
Ohio State.
Oh, and that kid. Yeah, he's great.
And
they laid the lumber to Wisconsin
yes,
last night, by
absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely.
Holy macaroni.
But you get a playmaker, and then you bring back Josh, who, you know, actually knows how to drop offenses and call plays, at least in
but
New
how
England.
Come he can't do that?
Because he only does it in New England, not St. Louis, not Denver, and
right.
maybe not in Las Vegas.
Maybe not in Las Vegas.
Sorry,
as well.
Josh, you need us. We need you.
I know.
Let's marry again and hug.
Oh, my gosh. Mark Daniels. Excuse me, not Mark Daniels. He does a fine job for the Providence Journal. No, Mark Davis is going to be on the hook for an awful lot of money if that keeps going south. Hey, raise your hand if you had the Raiders going 0-3.
No.
Nobody.
Absolutely not. And
nobody.
Not even looking good. We've talked about the Devontae production,
yeah.
Hunter Renfrow before he got hurt, the lack of production. My guy Josh, I don't know what you're doing out there, bud, but let's go. Pick it up. I actually watched the Josh McDaniels coaches show on Twitter the other day.
You
I don't know why.
Did?
It was very weird. I was sitting to pick
you
up one of my kids
You do realize we
school.
Live in the age of premium golden streaming television. I could recommend
well, no, I was sitting in my
million.
Car, and it popped up on my Twitter, and it's like the Josh McDaniels, like,
10-minute
sit-down.
Andy, do not admit that you get distracted on the road, sir.
I was parked, Jack Wagon.
Put that on a T-shirt. We'll sell it for Fourier's fundraiser. I was parked.
I'll never see any. I know that because I still haven't seen any from Mac to the Future.
Did you get your beer?
And by the way, Mac to the Future.
Speaking of which, Jimmy's in Malden. He wants to talk about the Mac Jones injury. What's up, Jimmy? Jimmy!
We're gonna be up Ship's Creek without a paddle this season.
No, that was okay. He said ship.
Ship.
Yep, that's right. It will
Plus
be.
Plus, there was a TV show.
Yes, exactly, as well. Jimmy, were you at the game today, buddy?
No, I was watching it at home in my TARDIS.
Did you throw anything?
No. I was yelling, though.
You fell down a hole.
thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Wow. Excellent.
What do you
Great
think he fell in?
Nuance and layers galore.
Who
Jimmy
still has wells you can actually fall in?
Well, he's in Malden. He could go to Dom's and go get some steak tips. So, you know, at least he's
How
got,
did that
he
involve
take,
falling in?
I don't know. I would like to fall into a thing of steak tips right now. I want to eat my feelings right now. Let's see, real quick, Andy. Mike is in Connecticut. Mike, what's going on, my guy? Welcome to Six Rings.
Hey, great show. How you guys doing?
Super.
Top of the world, kid.
Okay, lifelong Patriots fan. I'm 58 years old. I love Bill Belichick, the coach, but I got to say, in my opinion, Bill Belichick, the GM, is falling short. I think he has players that are coached well. They just don't have the ability. And I think because they're lesser players, they're making mental and physical mistakes. I'm not a Mac fan. I think we got to rock the boat.
Rock the boat as
in? All
right,
Mike, thank you so much. Safe travels wherever you're headed to. Andy, I want to get into that in the second hour of the show here. Before the injury, and obviously you don't want to say something bad. You know, our parents tried to teach us, if you don't have anything nice to say, try not to say something at all.
Oh, I didn't learn that lesson very well.
Apparently you weren't parented or raised very well, but that doesn't
come
as any surprise.
Do not blame my mother. This is nature, not nurture.
You could use some nurturing because your nature is very nasty or naughty at times, if I might say. But Mac Jones, before the injury, you don't want to, you know, kick someone who's down or who might be out for a while. But are you concerned with what you saw from Mac Jones? Listeners, viewers, Pats fans, are you concerned with what you saw from Mac Jones today before the injury? And are you mad at the offseason and or the moves made by Bill Belichick? I personally am not, but you might feel different. I know Andy has his particular feelings as well. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Heading into hour number two with your calls and more and some audio from Nelson Aguilar when the Six Rings postgame show returns.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.